The 2011 LaCrosse, a luxury sports sedan with a sculpted design. Learn more at Buick.com.
Columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us, as always, on Friday mornings from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Richmond area Congressman Eric Cantor, in line to become majority leader of the House of Representatives when the Republicans take control of the House in January, has been talking since Tuesday's election about his plans for the new Congress.
One might call this Eric Cantor's contract with the House Republican Caucus. He's made it very clear that the Republicans are going to be looking at spending cuts, talking about tax cuts, cutting regulation, and doing something about that big health care reform program that was pushed through in a party line vote by the Obama administration. Cantor clearly hostile to it, and a lot of Republicans wanting to dump it all together. The one thing that Eric Cantor seems to have avoided mentioning that in this even more sharply partisan environment that is Washington, one wonders, could there be a confrontation on the scale there was during the Clinton-Gingrich era when the Congress, when the government was shut down because of a standoff overspending. Cantor doesn't much care to talk about that possibility. But one of the things he does talk about is how the House, and he does this in those very non-threatening Eric Cantor-esque ways, how the Congress, the Republican Congress, will help run the government, if you will, but by investigation. This is not good news for the folks at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
The oversight powers of the committees he's talking about.
That's what you can call it. Mm-hmm. If you're the victim, you are you are being investigated.
Yeah, I see. All right. Well, the Democrats lost at least three seats in the Virginia congressional delegation on Tuesday. There is a fourth seat still kind of up in the air, although Congressman Jerry Connolly has widened his margin of victory somewhat, but it's still within the recount range.
That's correct. Connolly up about 900 votes. Keith Thimmian not conceding. Of course, this was a rematch between Connolly and Thimmian. And Thimmian, a very conservative Republican, even too conservative for some members of his own party, running an exceptionally strong race. An indication that even in very blue northern Virginia, Democrats are having their problems. Now, some of the after effects, if you will, of these congressional victories, two Republican elects congressmen are congressmen elect Robert Hurt and Morgan Griffith are going to be giving up seats in the state Senate and the House of Delegates. Hurt's exit eases some of the potential problems for the a possible easing of this uranium moratorium, because of course his father is an investor in that venture. Morgan Griffith's departure clears the way for Kirk Cox from down the road in Colonial Heights to become majority leader, but more to the point, to eventually become Speaker of the House. And this footnote, the turnout statewide was 46%, better than it was last year. A lot of us thought it was going to be around 40% lower than the 2009 election. A reminder that elections remind us of our fallibility.
Well, there's always an election going in Virginia. We have one every year, so one no sooner ends than the next campaign begins. So what are the prospects for 2012? And in particular, let's talk about George Allen, who, as you've mentioned before, seems to be planning a comeback to the Senate.
Now, the Republicans, state Republican Party, not missing a beat, already putting up an anti-Webb Obama website. The slogan is, "You're next." And there are even some discouraged posts on the blogs by Democrats wondering if Obama will be one and done. Meanwhile, George Allen's got an op-ed piece in the TD this morning. It's amazing what politicians who are out of work and are running for their old offices will do. Allen clearly running from his big government Republican record, calling for a repeal of the Obama health care reform, the unraveling of any stimulus plans supported by deficit spending. George Allen clearly trying to reinvent himself, but clearly trying to reinvent himself with that Tea Party influence in mind.
And, of course, we have a legislative election in 2011 as well. What are the prospects for some of the leaders of the General Assembly?
Well, remember, those legislative elections, as in the congressional elections in 2012, will be held in freshly drawn districts. That'll be the business of the 2011 legislature. Clearly, the Republican majority is going to take care of itself over in the House, the Senate taking care of itself and its Democratic majority. And then this unusual dance between the state and the Justice Department because of the state's history of racial discrimination.
We have just about 30 seconds left. Jeff, is that time enough to talk about Governor McDonald's latest comments about ABC privatization?
Yes, as you have said, he just doesn't give up on this one on his radio show the other day, saying that maybe he's not altogether hostile to the idea of putting this to a referendum. Also saying that he's going to have some new ideas for the legislature come January. But if it is all about a referendum, that's great for the political operatives, the pollsters, the ad men, and the lobbyists.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us every Friday morning at this time on Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio to analyze the state's political news of the week. Thanks, Jeff.
See you next week.
Okay.